our interpreter for the evening, will be able to identify you on the French channel as well as for transcript purposes. Thank you, Aziz. You have the floor. Aziz speaking. Thank you, Gisela. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for attending the call today. I see we have many more participants than before, many more than usual indeed. So welcome to our monthly teleconference for AFALO on this very day, on this Wednesday, July 13th, 2016. May I remind you that we will not be having a teleconference in August because of our holidays, and we will resume our work in September. Having said that, I will start with the open public comment periods, and I will ask ETLS, its stakeholder group, to participate at the public comment periods with their comments. As you know, that is standard ICANN policy. Whenever there is a new decision to be taken, it is published on the ICANN website in order to get the community's advice and views on that item. So I will start now with the list. The first public comment that is open regards the new ICANN bylaws. Regarding that, the comments sought are regarding the bylaws that will govern the organization. As you know, the comments should deal with the recommendations of two main groups, one being the ICG, which is the group in charge of the transition, and the cross-community working group that's working on ICANN's accountability enhancement called CCWG Accountability. Right at the end of the Marrakesh meeting, it was decided that the community should have the possibility of making comments regarding those amendments to the bylaws. Secondly, we also have recommendations regarding the changes to the new DTLD registries. The comments sought should deal with the changes proposed to the registry agreements effective today, and the recommendations should also deal with this change in the relationship between ICANN and the Registry Stakeholders Group, which has been meeting to discuss the different recommendations made, the different changes proposed, and the work that has been accomplished as a whole. Thirdly, we also have a reference on the rule, the LGR, that being the reference label generation rule sets for the second level. This public comment specifically will deal with the changes proposed in order to enhance the coherence, the security, and the stability of new DTLD registries operations. ICANN has developed reference tables for this rule sets that shall be applicable to IDNs, internationalized domain names, that will be launched soon hereafter. Fourthly, we have the ICANN Fellowship. This public comment period specifically deals with the ICANN Fellowship Program Application Process Review. This fellowship is a program that's been going on for a number of years, and it has now been proposed that the application process review, and the application review process should actually be reviewed itself. So we now have a possibility of making comments regarding the process followed in order to assess the applications received. The program is now being reviewed, and ICANN would like to receive the community's recommendations regarding the criteria applied in order to assess the different applications to this day in order to grant slots in the fellowship program. This could be for the fellowship program, or actually could also be for the next gen program. So comments are sought regarding the assessment process followed by ICANN in order to decide who should participate at these two programs. this will be applicable to the budget for next year, for the next fiscal year. Following that, we have the PTI governance documents. These are draft bylaws for the PTI, which is an institution that would pretty much replace the current structure. Sean Antigiani will be presenting the PTI to us and the articles of incorporation for the PTI. The ICG has already been making recommendations as to what sort of structure ICANN should follow in order to assure the correct functioning of the IANA functions. So the committee has already started to work on the development of a number of measures that would govern the PTI, and ICANN should therefore add these PTI articles of incorporation to its bylaws. It should also decide what the role of the PTI would be, which would be to oversee the IANA functions regarding naming and addressing. So ICANN is also in charge of dealing with numbering resources and numbering functions of IANA. So it is important that we all participate in this public comment period. You still have another 10 days to present your comments, so do not miss the chance. Following this, we also have another public comment period regarding the governance of the PTI. This PTI governance is defined in the PTI governance document. This project that's been going on within ICANN deals with the way the PTI will be governed, and the documents that have been put together so far are available on the ICANN website. Bear in mind that these documents are supposed to represent us all once they are enforced. So you should absolutely seize the chance to make your comments regarding these governance documents that have been proposed. Each of the documents will be amended vis-a-vis what's already in force and applicable at ICANN. Following that, we have the proposed amendment to the .com registry agreement. And finally, there's also another public comment period that will go on for another 32 days regarding the proposed measures for the GNSO. You know, the GNSO deals with generic top-level domains. And so the measures are proposed for letter and letter 2 character ASCII labels to avoid confusion with corresponding country codes. Now, that is the full public comment period list. Unless there's any comments regarding the list that I have just gone through, we're going to, and I don't see any hands raised or anyone asking for the floor, so we're going to move on to the following item on the agenda, which is the reports section. We will start with this reports section. I will explain now for those who are attending our monthly meeting. For the first time, this reports section is supposed to give the possibility to each AFLO representative to give us a report regarding their activities, whether recent activities or upcoming activities, whether within ALAC or at the AFLO level. We're now going to start with the recent and upcoming activities of ALAC, for which I will clarify that Tizani has unfortunately not been able to be with us this evening, and so I will give the floor to Sean or to Wafa, whichever of them who wishes to take the floor, in order to present the recent and upcoming activities of ALAC. Is Wafa with us? If it's not connected, I'm now going to give the floor to Shen. Shen, I cannot hear you. You might be muted. This is the interpreter speaking.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Yes, hello, can you hear me? Sure.
Yes, I can hear you.
Go ahead, Shen.
Okay.
My name is Amigito.
So, okay, thank you. I'm just going to give a quick background, a quick update on the ALAC activities. Can you hear me before I continue?
Yes, you can continue. I'm hearing you.
Okay, good. Yeah, this is Sean for the record. We had a good meeting in Helsinki where we discussed various issues. And then just to give a quick update on some of the key points, key outcome of that meeting. In SEC, we were able to appoint a liaison to GAC. So right now, ALAC now has a liaison to the GAC. The liaison is expected to actually occupy that position temporarily until we actually initiate a formal election process for the actual liaison, who will then be able to sit in that position after the AGM. We also reviewed the at-large rope. We actually reviewed certain section of the at-large rope, not the entire rule of procedure, the one that was critical to the board selection process is the one that we really are focused on. We also discussed the formalities for the selection committee. ALAC is actually then now forming a selection committee who will actually be the group that will actually be recommending suitable candidates after going through the normal call. They will be recommending suitable candidates for various positions that may come up in future to the ALAC for approval. So this selection committee is going to be composed of the ALT, the entire ALT, and also one member each from the rallies. So I think Mr. Vincent already for our own representatives to the selection committee. We also actually, this is a pre-ESCP. Just right before ESCP, we also got the news of the approval of the at-large multi-year budget for the at-large summit. So this is kind of a good news. And then the good news is that the summit is now budgeted for. The next task is now to determine the other activities or the entire planning of the event itself in terms of the costing. That is for ALAC. For now, I think I'll just hold on. I'll stop here and then ask if there's any questions or any addition if Wafa is there. Although I will note that Wafa was not available at physical activity, but I think she also delegated her role to Jenny. Unfortunately, the guy is not so much here. So if Wafa is there, if she was following online remotely and there's something I missed, you want to add. Otherwise, I'm done for ALAC and I will hear any comments or questions. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I'm not receiving any audio from Aziz. I'm just trying to check that he's not muted. He's speaking as he has just disconnected. He's reconnecting on Adobe Connect. There he is. Thank you. Aziz, this is Gisela speaking. Can you hear us? Aziz speaking, yes. I'm right here. Can you hear me? Gisela speaking, yes, we hear you. As he's speaking, I'm sorry, internet disconnects and it comes and goes all the time, so I got disconnected, I apologize for that. Where are we, Gisela? Gisela speaking, you have the floor. Shen just finished presenting his report. As he's speaking, wonderful, thank you, Shen. I'm not sure I got your entire presentation, but I think you mentioned the selection committee, and we're going to come back to that. You know that the main mission of the selection committee is to represent an AFRALO representative. Secondly, we're now going to move on to recent and upcoming activities of AFRALO members. I'm sorry to speed a bit, but we're going to have to finish the call early today because our interpreter is alone and she will only be staying for 60 minutes this evening. So if you have any activities that you would like to share with us, you have the floor right now. This is the time to do it. Who would like to take the floor? I don't see anyone's hand raised, so we're going to move on to the next item, which is a report on the ICANN 56 meeting of Helsinki. I'm going to deal with this briefly, and then if anyone else, any other AFRALO member would like to add anything, you will have the floor in order to do so. This was our first ever policy forum. This is the first ICANN public policy forum, as it is called. And as you all know, ICANN meetings, ever since the Marrakesh meeting, have started to follow. Oh, we have someone's hand raised. I'm going to finish this and then I'll give you the floor. So, as I was saying, at the Helsinki meeting, we dealt specifically with public policy. This gave us a chance to discuss the transition of the IANA in the light of the recent NTIA report. The Helsinki meeting was also the opportunity to celebrate the 200th INS, as you know, ALS, sorry, because ALAC recently accredited its 200th ALS. This is to say that we have now roughly 42 ALSs in Africa, 44 in Asia-Pacific, 50 in Latin America, and in Europe. Following that, we held a joint AFRALO-AFRICAN meeting, which was a huge success. At this joint meeting, we had the honor of having Pierre Dangenoux, our ICANN VP. We also had the Vice Chair of Governmental Engagement. We had a number of members of the GSE, and we also had the ALEC Chair, Alan Greenberg, with us. This was our fourth meeting on the hot issue at ICANN, which has been a hot issue for 2 years, that is to say, the IANA transition and ICANN's accountability. We also dealt with our perspective towards the future. I would like to thank Shen, Tizani, and Mohammed for the wonderful work they did at drafting and sharing with us once again a statement that was adopted at the meeting. The statement has now been put forward for the ICANN Board of Directors to consider it. The ICANN has also published a request for volunteers to work at the SSR2 for the Security, Stability and Resiliency of the DNS. This call for volunteers is open until the end of the month. And you have time until August 15th to present your applications as volunteers. We had someone asking for the floor. I believe it was Daniel. Was it you, Daniel? I don't see any hands raised at the time.
Daniel, for the role.
Okay, Daniel. Should I ask Aziz for the floor?
No, because it was previously when I was asking about upcoming activities from the different LSs. Yeah. Is that all right? Should I go ahead and make a comment?
Hold on.
Okay.
As he's speaking. So regarding the recent and upcoming activities of Rathalo members, you... You can go ahead, Daniel.
Thank you very much, Aziz. It's Daniel for the record. Previously, when we had a brief chat in Helsinki, I happened to speak with Isaac Maposa, who is running a new ALS and organizing an activity that is in Zimbabwe, but details are yet to follow. Probably he will be in this position to report on the progress of how he is going ahead in the preparations. And also, I'll be happy to report that Uganda, ISOC Uganda, is going to be holding its UIGF, and they have at least some slots open whereby we shall be having Bob as one of the speakers during the UIGF. I think that's a brief report. Back to you, Aziz. Thank you.
As he's speaking, thank you very much, Daniel. We note what you just said, and we're now then going to move on to item number 4, which is items for information. I am first going to give the floor to Mohammed and then to Shen. Mohammed, if you're with us, I would like you to briefly tell us about the group's work. I know you have finished working, but I would like to ask you if you have any updates to present to us regarding the ICG. You have the floor.
Thank you very much, Aziz. Actually, I will be brief. ICG, as you know, there's no activities in ICG. We're just observing the implementation of the proposal. There is some good work that's already starting and progressing. There's the PTI bylaws has been put down. There is a selection of the customer standing committee, which is already undergoing, and different ICANN constituencies are selecting their representatives on that committee. So there's a work already going in terms of the implementation, in terms of the U.S. government approval of the proposal. As you know, NTIA has already provided positive assessment of the proposal, which has indicated that it's passed all the requirements. So now it's the ball in the U.S. government side. In terms of finalizing its internal process. When Steve Crocker met that large community on ILAC, he indicated that by mid-August, it will be clear to ICANN and everyone that the transition is going as planned, or there is major issues in terms of its approvals. As you know, there is political challenges facing the proposal. Approval as one political party, the Republican Party, or senators from the Republican Party have already publicly come out and already challenged and refused to support the proposal. But overall, ICANN and the community is working on the implementation. Thank you very much.
As he's speaking, thank you very much, Mohammed. Thank you very much for all the information that you just shared with us. Shen is a member of the CWG, and he has also participated at the ICG's discussion. So Shen, before we move on to the cross-community working group, would you like to take the floor to add anything regarding the ICG's activities?
Hello, this is Shen for the record. ICG, or you mentioned CWG, because I really did not, ICG was somewhat a close group. But for CWG, I'll just have to give a quick update in relation to CWG status. As is, we already gave update of the documents that are currently up for public comment, specifically the CTI governance documents. So three documents have been published for public comments, which is the PTI conflict of interest document, the PTI code of conduct document, and also the PTI expected standard behavior document. The PTI bylaw is currently in its finalization stage. It wasn't actually published for public comment at the same time with these other documents, but we hope that it will soon be published as well. In a couple of days from now, it will also be published. I need to check if it hasn't been published today. But at the time I checked last, I didn't think it has been published yet. But as we understand it, it's going to be published soon. The indication, the fact that the things, those documents are now published is an indication that some of the work of the CWG will now be more intensive, in that we are getting to the rounding off of the implementation and finalization of the implementation process by actually activating the public comment period. The CWG will be meeting tomorrow, and I welcome any member of this group to actually join the discussion as well. We'll be discussing things that has to do with any pending points in relation to the bylaw. We'll probably also be getting updates in relation to the China trademark and the IPR issues relating to China, and also the domain name itself. So I welcome you guys to join that discussion. That's that for CWG. In relation to CWG, am I to give update of CWG as is?
Shen, is that the end of your intervention?
Yes, for CWG, that is the end of my intervention. Thank you.
Great, thank you. As he's speaking, thank you very much, Shen. Indeed, as you said, we still have to wait till the end of the public comment period, and we would like to see more ALSs participating at these different discussions. There is still time to participate at the public comment period. We have another 24 days in order to comment on the PTI governance documents and the draft PTI bylaws. Thank you very much, and thank you, Dadani and Mohammed, for all the work you've done. So thank you once again. We now have the CCWG, but seeing as Dadani is not with us this evening for reasons of force majeure, so we're going to skip this item, and I'm now going to give the floor to Daniel Nangaka so that he can present to us the Afro Outreach Strategy Plan, since he is a representative at this level. I think he has some valuable information to share with us. So I'm now going to give the floor to Daniel. Daniel, you have 2 minutes.
This is Daniel for the record. Thank you very much, Aziz, for the floor. As all the members may be aware that this financial year, with our activities of engagement, we haven't yet made any slots yet, but we've been trying to analyze the respective activities which can be able to increase the capacity or to increase the AFRALO outreach into outreach within the region. And one thing is that as we all realize that most of the ALSs are Internet Society chapters, and there is a very big event that is happening on the continent that is going to be in Cameroon. I think it's in September, around September 28th. The dates have been finalized, but the website has not yet been set up. So that is the ISOCA Intercommunity Forum, which is bringing together all chapters around the world to Cameroon. So this is going to be a very good opportunity for AFRALO to get engaged in. But as soon as the details are complete, we shall be able to push it to the mailing list such that AFRALO can be able to have a potential representative. And also other activities that will be coming up in the nearby future is the AFRINIC meeting that will be taking place in Mauritius, which every meeting has had at least an AFRALO representation, and then also the others that will be coming in FY 2017, will also include the Africa Internet Summit, which you have to get engaged. So I also urge any members that in case you feel that there is an activity which is going to bring in more visibility and attract more organizations to become ALSs, they are always welcome to bring it forth for discussions, and we can see ways of how we can be able to get engagement into those activities. Yeah, I welcome any questions regarding to the AFRALO outreach strategy. Thank you. Back to you, Aziz.
Aziz speaking. Thank you, Daniel. Are there any comments regarding what Daniel just presented? I think his idea is wonderful. The only problem we have, Daniel, is funding. Given that this project had not been planned, I'm not sure we'll get funding in order to be able to complete this activity. Do you, Daniel, have any specific ideas on how to deal with this?
Thank you, Aziz. It's Daniel for the record. Since under COP, we have 5 slots, and we haven't yet utilized all of them, I'm going to probably push it to the discussion list on how we can be able to get how we can be able to utilize the COP slots respectively, such that we can be able to maximize impacts. Thank you. Back to you, Aziz.
Thank you, Daniel. This is Aziz speaking. In the absence of any hands raised, I suggest we move on to the next item. That is items for discussion. I would like us to discuss the call for volunteers published by the ALEC chair. Someone's asking for the floor. Michel, is that you, Michel Cesantis? Michel speaking, yes. I think in technical terms, we should perhaps think of the ALS's activities as he's speaking. I'm sorry, what are you speaking about? With ALS's upcoming activities, that's what I would like to comment on. Have we discussed that as he's speaking? Michel, we've already dealt with that item and we are now discussing Daniel Nangaka's ideas, which is that we see the ISOC chapters meeting in Cameroon in order to carry out our outreach activities with those Afro ALSs, which are ISOC chapters, that will be attending the ISOC summit. The question that I asked Daniel was how he thought we could deal with the funding issue. Michel speaking. Right. I'm sorry. I thought you were discussing ALS's activities. As he's speaking, no. So, I'm sorry, Michel. Thank you. I was discussing the call for volunteers that the VALO representatives within the selection committee that I presented and that Shen further explained. As you know, that call for volunteers is a call for different RALOs to appoint RALO representatives within ALEC. So the RALO representatives to the selection committee cannot be ALEC members, which is to say that Tizani and Chen cannot be volunteered to take this position. If Brack is with us, if he's still connected, I'm going to give the floor to Brack. As I understand, he has volunteered to be a representative of our RALO within the selection committee. May I remind you, the selection committee is a group that will propose members for the ALT, the at-large leadership team, that will be chaired by Alan Grimberg, that will receive statements of interest for the different nominations that take place within ALEC. As you know, so far, it was ALEC who decided who should chair RAC and who the ALEC's liaison to the GAC and to the GNSO and the CNSO would be. So we're now going to have a new selection committee that will decide on who should be a representative before these different SOs and AC. So I would like to propose Barak as a volunteer to represent our RALO within the selection committee. Barak, can you hear me? Would you like to take the floor? Barak, I cannot hear you. This is the interpreter speaking. Remember, you can unmute yourself with *7.
Hello?
Hi, we're waiting for Barak.
Hello, can you hear me?
Is that you, Barak? Yes, I hear you.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, I was trying to speak, but it seems I couldn't go through. Thank you, Aziz. Yes, I confirm that I have volunteered to be a member of that particular committee. Of course, I'm looking forward to further directives from the ELAC regarding the assignment, but just to say that in the spirit of involving the whole community as ELAC tries to do, I will try as much as possible to share input from an Afralo perspective. So basically, I'm representing our RALO, and as soon as we start meeting, I'll call upon members to contribute, and I encourage our members as well to come forth and offer themselves for this kind of important assignments that are coming up within our ICANN ecosystem. Thank you. Hello?
Hi, we're just waiting for Aziz. I think he might be muted. This is the interpreter speaking.
Okay.
Aziz speaking. I'm sorry, I was muted. I apologize. Barak, thank you very much. As you say, the first directive of ALAC shall be sent out after ALAC's next meeting. So we have entrusted you with this task, and we are confident that you will respect and follow the group's will. Now, moving on to the next item. We now have an activity that the staff has been in charge of. There will be two representatives for each RALO, which will participate in the revision and of the pilot program that shall deal with the leadership. Hello. I would like to ask Sarah to get involved so that she can get a grasp of what the secretary has been doing. Would Sarah be willing to represent Afalo at this group?
Hello.
Sarah, you have the floor.
Hi, this is Sarah. I will be willing to represent the RALO. Thank you.
As he's speaking, wonderful. Would anyone else like to collaborate with Sarah?
Hello, I'm happy to do that. This is Barak.
As he's speaking, great. So, Sylvia, can you please take note of the fact that it will be Barak and Sarah who will be representing Afralo within the group, the name of which I cannot remember. IDDPPP group, I think that's it. Right, it's
yes,
hard
that's right
to say that name. I'm sure it'll be hard for everyone to remember what the name of the group is. So, it is the group which will deal with the document development, something, pilot program, something like that. I think it's two D's, three P's. Sylvia, please help me out here. It was you who sent the document to us, who sent that email. So can you please help us out? What does the name of the group stand for? What's the acronym?
Yes. Hello, this is Sylvia Vivanco. The name is the ICANN Community Document Development and Drafting Resource Pilot Program. It's quite a long name. I will put it on the chat so you can see it. There is on the chat. You can see the wiki page, which is open already. So I'm taking notes of the representatives. Thank you very much, Sis.
As he's speaking, Fatimata has just joined us, and we would like to thank you for being here, Fatimata. If you wish to take the floor, Fatimata, please let us know. Do not hesitate to do so. Now, we have one more item to deal with before the end of the call. That is the new applications for ALS. We have two applications that we are currently reviewing. Hold on, I'm looking for the name of the ALSs that have applied. Can you please help me out? So this is the INTIC4D, ICT Institute for Development. That is one of
yes.
the applications. And we have very recently received another ALS application that's from ISOC Ghana chapter. So concerning the INTIC4DEB, we have already received an application and we've already gone through the due diligence. There is a minor issue that we're trying to solve within AFRILO. We have already discussed this matter before. We have already discussed the issue with ALEC. The issue being the fact that ICANN created two civil society groups, one called NPOC and the other called NCUC. The problem before us regarding the application of this ALS is the fact that this organization is an NCUC member already, and so we submitted their application to ALEC, because I remind you that it is ALEC that decides ultimately on whether an ALS is accredited or not. We have discussed the matter with ALEC. ALEC said, indeed, there is an issue because it would be the same people participating within two different groups at ALEC, and so they would have two votes, for instance. And so we have not been able to reach a decision thus far, and Tijani has been working on this application. I'm not sure who else might have read their application, whether Wafa, Shern, Tijani, Mohammed, Brack, and myself. I have read it, but I would like to give the floor to the officers of AFRILO having read the application. Are there any comments regarding the due diligence, alternatively?
Hello.
I would like
Hello,
to
this is Shern. Can you hear me?
Hold on, Shern. As he's still speaking, I cannot interpret you both at the same time. As he's speaking, I would like to know what you think. I do not want to decide myself. I would like to hear everyone who has something to say regarding this ALS's application and regarding specifically the application for those who have read the application and the due diligence. Shern, I'm going to tell Aziz you wish to take the floor. Great. Go ahead, Shern. You can go ahead.
Hello, this is Shern from Record. Can you hear me?
I hear you. Yes,
yes Shern.
Okay, good. I think I already get, my view about this particular application is that at the moment, based on our process, There is nothing really barring or denying such application, even though we recognize that this particular group exists in another constituency within ICANN. However, there is really nothing in terms of process, in terms of the existing rules that actually denies or disallow such applications. And my candid opinion is that this application be granted. In future, if we review our process, we can always apply whatever process that we review, that we come out, whatever outcome of the process that we review, we can always apply it to all the ALSs, and which we also affect this ALS if it becomes certified. So I think we should just allow the ALS to be granted, the application be granted, and then we can always review the rule in future, and any rule that is updated will affect everybody. That's my view. Thank you.
As he's speaking, thank you, Shad. I'm not sure you understood what I said correctly. I didn't say we should reject this application. I just said we should discuss the issue with anyone wishing to participate and to exchange views with Suzanne regarding the matter. I didn't say we should reject the application. I just said we should refer the decision. I didn't say that it wasn't admissible either. What I just said, Shen, is that the due diligence has already been completed and that we have identified a number of conflicts regarding the application. So like I say, it is a valid application and it has been accepted. I just say we should perhaps wait until we can discuss the matter with Suzanne. I know Suzanne has identified a number of conflicts which are quite significant, and I'd like to ask the group whether you agree with the deferral of this decision. We could perhaps, if necessary, schedule a specific meeting so that we can discuss this application. So, like I say, if need be, and if you agree, Shen, maybe we should organize a special session, a special meeting to deal with this application. Do you agree?
Hello, this is Shen for the record. I don't know whether this is not the translation as this. I am not saying that, I never implied that you already concluded that we should deny the application. I only just gave my view about the application, about what we should do with the application. I'm open and available for any meeting to be discussed, and I agree that we should also hear from Tijani and then and see how we can move forward on this. Thank you.
As he's speaking, thank you, Shad.
Hello.
Now, I would like to know
if
Daniel would like to take the floor.
Thank you very much. It's Daniel for the record. I agree that we should have a special meeting to discuss this application because there are quite a number
Sorry
of issues.
Sorry to interrupt you, Daniel. Can you please start over? Because as he was speaking at the same time as you were, to give you the floor.
Sorry. I'll wait for the floor.
No, that's okay. You have the floor now. Please start over.
Okay. So thank you very much. It's Daniel for the record. I think that we should have a special meeting such that we can be able to hear the various feedback from Tijani, because this is also one of the issues that was brought forth for discussion, and it wasn't concluded on whether the application should be go ahead or not. So in case Tijani gives feedback on the application, and that's when you can be able to make a consensus decision on the ALS. Thank you. Back to you. Yes.
As he's speaking, thank you. Barak, you were asking for the floor?
Yes, I just wanted to support the proposal that is given by, that Aziz has given, and also to note that I think it's a bigger problem within the ICANN ecosystem, because you realize that most civil society organizations are within, okay, well, a good number are within the ELAC and RALO structures, and then you find that there's a new engagement strategy that is targeting non-governmental organization and civil society organization, and we still have the NCUC. So it would actually be a good idea to have a discussion so that we can be able to resolve some of these conflicts that are coming up. Thank you.
As he's speaking, absolutely. I entirely agree with you, and I think we should deal with the matter. This is not a problem that's specific to Afalo, but it is also a problem specific to the other VELOs. And I think a decision, a common decision, should be reached. I'm not saying we have already decided on the matter, but we are trying to move on as applications come in. So, to wrap up, since we're going to lose interpretation, I'm just saying we should discuss the matter. We should see whether or not it is acceptable for us to have organizations participating at different SOs. They might participate, but they cannot vote at two different SOs. We're going to finish now because Camila has to go. I would like to thank her for having stayed with us. And as you know, there's usually two interpreters, and she's been working alone this evening. Thank you all for having participated at this meeting. Thank you all for having contributed. Thank you, members of staff. Thank you, Gisela, Sylvia, Heidi, for all your work. I will see you again in September. I wish you wonderful holidays if you're going away. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Gisela speaking. Thank you for attending this evening's meeting. Have great holidays, have a great summer, and we'll see you again in September. Thank you for attending the meeting, and talk to you soon.
Thank you very much, Gisela. Thank you, everyone. Bye. Bye.